Today's way, number 19, minimize sleep, deals with another one of the physical pleasures, sleeping. Like the last few ways, minimize means there is a way to use it positively, but don't do it too much. At first glance, there is an obvious question we can ask about sleeping. Why did an almighty creator make it necessary for his creations to sleep? If the world was just a result of random evolution, we can understand that sleep was just a glitch in the machine. But we don't believe that. So why would God, who created us to get the most out of life, have us spend almost a third of that life sleeping? A machine has a capacity to run without resting. Why couldn't God give us that capability? Because sleep seems so opposite to the purpose of living, the rabbis said to minimize it to the extent that we can. They said sleep is 1/60th of death, and the Torah says choose life. But sleep is a physical need in order to be effective, so we need to be careful about how we minimize it. First, just be aware of how much you are sleeping and whether you need as much as you are getting. If your sleeping patterns vary, do what you can to make them regular. Obviously, this doesn't apply to parents of small children, but if you're able to set a pattern for yourself, make a decision not to sleep more than your average. Except on rare occasions, don't sleep in on Sundays and holidays. Just because you have the opportunity to sleep more, you don't necessarily need to use it. Once you have a regular sleep time, whether it is 6 or 8 hours a day, experiment with lowering it. Do small amounts at a time. Even lowering your usual sleep requirements 5 minutes a day gives you 35 minutes extra life a week, more than 30 hours a year. Be sensitive to what you need and don't over-minimize. When I was a student at Eish HaTorah in Jerusalem, I became aware of the Frum Yetzer Hara. People would hear Rav Noach teach this class and decide they could get by in 4 hours of sleep. After a few weeks, they were sick in bed and had a lot of time to sleep. But you need to develop the consciousness that fighting sleep is fighting for life. Don't just turn off and stop learning because you're tired. If you were tired and suddenly you heard the World Cup final was playing, you would wake yourself up. You can learn to wake yourself up without the World Cup. Turn on joy, number 8 of the 48 ways. Focus on what is deep and meaningful in what you're learning. Or just stand up. Sometimes putting your head down and taking a 5-minute nap will enable you to go another few hours. In Yeshivot, they have a Mishmar night on Thursday when students stay up all night to learn that they can fight sleep. On Shavuot night, we fight sleep to teach ourselves just how important the Torah is. Rav Noach used to say that his father, a businessman, would never sleep in a bed except on Shabbos. He would fall asleep while learning and wake up and continue learning. Fighting sleep is fighting death, but we still need to answer the question, why would God make sleep a necessity for his creations? The reason is that sleep, like everything that God created, has an immensely positive purpose. In physical terms, that positive purpose is to refresh the body and mind. When we are tired, we don't think clearly, we don't have energy to do things. We go to sleep and wake up, and we are new people. We think more clearly, we have the energy to accomplish in the day. Of course, God didn't have to create us to get tired like that. But the physical tiredness is just to teach us about spiritual tiredness. After spending time on learning or other spiritual growth accomplishments, we get tired of them. We get tired of trying to learn new things. We get tired of trying to develop our relationships with the people close to us. If we are committed to a cause, we get tired of the fact that progress is so slow. We get tired of having to say the same Shemona Esrei every day. Going to sleep and waking up refreshed teaches us that we can wake up and living also. Wake up and look at the parsha of the week as if it was new. Wake up and look at that person. Wake up and rethink your cause. Wake up and refocus your davening. Tshuva is the spiritual waking up from the spiritual sleep we fall into. The Rambam says that the shofar at Rosh Hashanah has the purpose to wake up everyone who has been sleeping all year. So sleep as little as you can get by with. The less sleep, the more life. But when you do sleep, pay attention to the pleasure of waking up. Use that pleasure to wake you up to the tremendous potential of life.